You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Rainbow Youth is a charitable organisation dedicated to helping young, queer, gender diverse people. They have recently released a Facebook video that has gained over 200,000 views, which is pretty impressive. The video addresses the use of the term gay and advocates for it only to be used in the context of homosexuality. The clip follows a man who drops his pie, simple as that, and here it is.
Oh, gay.
Actually, Nigel, that's not gay at all. It's deeply disappointing, but it's not gay.
Hey?
Look, bro, unless that pie is a man who loves another man, then it's not gay.
Or a woman who loves another woman.
Thank you, Muzza. Steve's gay.
Steve's not gay. Steve, you're not gay, are you?
Quite gay.
Here in the studio, we are joined by director Lillian, who is here to talk about her experiences with the language and derogatory terms surrounding LGBTQ culture. So, hey Lillian.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, you are the news director, so it makes sense. So, I know you've experienced some issues in the past with people using language and words like gay.
Yeah, so I think, a little bit of context would help. My family is an interesting one, and I was born into a family of two mums and a dad. So the way that that works was I have two mums that were together and also a dad, which, I mean, I think we can be pretty... The way that I sort of explain it is that the nuclear family that I had was two mums instead of a mum and a dad, and then my dad, who... In the way of explaining it, is like a donor, but wasn't actually a donor. So
still part of the family.
He's part of the family, and he's my dad, and I've grown up with him as well. So basically, my understanding of a normal kind of family was three parents rather than two, perhaps. And two of those were women. And I think to also add a kind of spanner in the mix, my dad is also gay. So I have lesbian mums and a gay dad. When I was about seven, my mum split up and my Māori mum went with another woman, and then my Pākehā mum went with a man. So I suppose there's a lesbian, there's a gay man and a bisexual woman. So there's quite a range there. Growing up, it was completely normal for me, right? This is what I understood to be normal. And also, I mean, I saw that other people had mums and dads, but I just thought that you could have anything, really, and it was fine. Yeah. In intermediate was when I first sort of experienced kind of horrible shit, really, where people were basically not necessarily mean, but there was ignorance, basically, right? Yeah. So there was a whole bunch of kids at my school that basically said, oh, because your mums are gay, you're gay, and then like went on to kind of persecute me for that and isolate me in that way. My response was actually like, I mean, I was upset because some of them were my friends, but also I was just like, this is actually stupid. Like, this doesn't make any sense. That's not how being gay works. Like, I personally am not gay. Just because my parents are, it doesn't mean that I am. But that wasn't necessarily the issue. The issue was that actually they were just being mean because there was...
Yeah, there's something different.
I feel like homosexuality in the picture.
It definitely comes from that sense of ignorance, and I'm guilty myself of when I was younger having sort of that ignorance, because older people tell you these things, older kids, and they say, oh no, being gay is wrong or something, and you immediately, yeah, cool, older person said it, so it's probably true. And it sort of builds and perpetuates this idea.
Yeah, well, there's this cultural sort of aversion to it that has been around a long time, but I do definitely think that is changing. And this is why, I mean, I was really happy to see this ad, because even in high school, so maybe like, I don't know how many years, seven or so years ago, that I was surrounded by kids that used gay as either an insult or just a word that defined something as shit. Like, it was just bad, lame, not cool, that is gay. And I had to fight against it for a long time because I knew that that was wrong, or at least to me that was wrong. And I had been like raised by quite strong parents who, you know, gave me ways to argue against it and the language to kind of explain why that was problematic, all of these things. So I spent years and years basically arguing with friends and trying to get them to think differently about it, to the extent that actually one of my best mates, he would always use it, and now he refuses to use it and also speaks to other people about using it. So trying to get people to change their mindset, and that's exactly what this ad is doing, really.
Yeah, I feel like one of the justifications a lot of people use as well is, oh, it's just a word, I'm just using it, you know, it doesn't matter, it's not hurting anyone. But like Definitely. You say, when you use it in a sense that saying that's gay isn't that's bad, then it immediately associates homosexuality with a bad thing, and that's, even though it's not directly insulting anyone, maybe it will, but maybe it won't as well, it's still perpetrating this idea that it's inherently bad to be gay.
Exactly. So it's kind of out of your hands, actually, how people will respond to it, right? So even if you do not intend to offend anybody, and if you, even if you're, oh, I'm fine with gay people, that's what you're hearing, or my friends are gay, it's fine, I can like say it because the meaning has changed.
Yeah.
That doesn't really, that, no. I just say no, because actually it's not for you to define what that word is, and it's not for you to define or state how somebody is going to respond to, or how somebody's going to feel about that, actually.
Now, Ruben, I know you've got some Facebook comments from the video.
In the effort of journalistic fairness, shall we say,
and objectivity.
Fantastic.
I've gone and found some comments that weren't overly stoked with the video. So Nortz says, perhaps the English language has evolved once again. Gay once meant happy, then homosexual. Now perhaps it has evolved in colloquial language to mean something that is shithouse, or words to that effect. Language keeps evolving regardless of your feelings or the word, your feelings on the word or its connotations. When did faggot go from being a bundle of sticks to a derogatory term? Who knows, the language evolved. From an objective point of view, why refer to yourself and your sexual orientation as gay if the words offend you? Yeah, so what do you make of that, Lillian?
I hesitate. Also, just want to put out there that, again, I am not necessarily an expert on this matter. Again, it was my parents that are gay and not me. So I don't claim to speak for anybody or on this matter, but in my experience, the argument that meanings change and words change, I am totally uncomfortable with using the F word that you just said, right? I think that it's very vulgar, and it's very direct, and it's malicious, it's vicious, and it's
a slur.
Horrible. But the word, in terms of saying that the word gay has changed, right, or just the context of it, all of that sort of thing, I understand the argument, but I don't think that it actually matters, in the sense that the fact of the matter is, culturally, this word has been used as a way to demean somebody, and the power in that, the power that you have as somebody of perhaps a majority group that uses this word, that may not actually be a part of that group that uses this word, that is more detrimental to the group and to the people that it affects, that you should be more thoughtful around, like, just don't, what, like, what's the point in using it?
Just absolutely,
there are plenty
not.
Of other much more articulate words you can use to describe dropping your pie.
You don't even need to be articulate. You go, that's dumb, or...
So again, there's also arguments around like terms of ableist language, right? So you then the fight becomes then like a, oh, it's too politically correct, and we're like policing all of our words and all of that thing, all of that stuff. Which, again, I am happy to engage in debate around this, but it's also like, well, if you are demeaning somebody in the process, what's the point?
Like,
can we not be at a level now where we actually are able to respect people in all their differences and
So, Lillian, if you drop your pie right now, what would you say?
I'd probably swear, but I'd be like, oh, shit. And then I'd have to say, I'd be like, oh, I have to go and clean this. Shit. That sucks.
See, offended no one, except maybe the person on.
Damn, I ruined my pie. I was hungry.
Or shitheads. They might.
Shitheads?
So another comment, William.
Not me.
Will.
Not the host.
William. He says, gay defined as, among other things, showing or characterized by cheerfulness and lighthearted excitement. or merry, either or bright or lovely, especially in colour, a gay sunny room, for example. And then he goes on to say, so just to be clear, if the individual concerned who dropped the pie was entertained, excited, made merry, made cheerful, or considered the sight to be bright or lively, he was quite within his rights to use the word. And then finally adds, the rights of individuals or a group to describe themselves using a word or phrase do not override the rights of others to use a word in another equally correct context. So there. Yeah.
So there. Mm. Okay, Sass. Yeah. So again, there's like this, there's this call to use language correctly, right? So that's a little bit different to the fact that like meanings change and stuff. So you've got this original meaning of the word. Okay, that's, yeah, I would be open to... Like, if somebody's talking about gay in a happy way, that would make sense.
I don't really understand his example, though, because he talks about it in a happy way, but the guy obviously wasn't happy about his pie hitting the ground.
So, but he's saying if that was the case, like, say, maybe you wanted to drop the pie specifically to break it on a plate. Or I don't know, that, you know, yeah, he's just saying that if the person was happy about it,
it's
that
just
would
so
make sense.
It's contextual in that regard, and I feel like that's why that argument sort of falls...
Actually, he says if, so he's saying in another case, if he was stoked about it, then it should be fine to use the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you agree with that if it was in a positive, like he says, a gay, sunny room?
I think, again, like I said, it makes sense, right? If you are referring to that meaning of the word, but you have to be so careful in terms of your context and in terms of who you're around, in terms of actually communicating that is what you are meaning, because we're in a period in time where that is like an issue, right? This word has been known to be. So it's about being careful with your words. Words are really powerful.
Just
actually.
Be nice, everyone. Don't be a dick. That's like rule number one. Every religion, just don't be a dick.
It's interesting, actually. Can I keep going a bit, Will? Is that all right?
For sure.
There's a saying in English, right, where it's like sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yeah.
In Māori, there's actually a whakatauki which says that, I don't know it actually in Māori, but basically the meaning of it is that you can dodge a taiaha, right? You can defend yourself against a physical attack, but how can you defend yourself against words, right? So this is completely different worldview one. But thinking about that in this context, I think that's quite relevant.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.